You're listening to the Embrace Running Podcast. I'm Mark.
I'm Elena, and this is episode number 21 for May 27th, 2012.
Welcome to the podcast, where we talk about everything there is to talk about when it comes to running.
Races, 5Ks, marathons, everything in between, gear. We say nutrition, but
we keep saying we don't talk about nutrition.
So we'll work on that.
That'll be in the future.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we got today? Maybe a quick show. We're kind of short on time this weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend for us. It is the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
A lot going on. But we're probably going to spend most of the time talking about our adventure run, which if that makes no sense, we'll get to that.
Yeah. But it was quite an adventure.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting. A lot of fun. But before we do that, I guess let's start with our weekend training.
You going to go first?
I'll go first because the only running I did this week was at the adventure run. So I guess I'll just talk about that later. So on to your weekend running.
So my week was a good week. Running wise, I logged in 41 miles, which included our run at the adventure run, which ended up being about 5 miles, I think it was. But we'll get into that later. And I did a long run of 14 miles, so it was kind of nice to get back to a long run. Hadn't done that in a couple of weeks, so felt good. No strength training, no cross training this week. It's just been kind of busy with work and everything, a lot going on. So hopefully get back to that next week. But it was a really good running week. My toenail's still attached for anybody listening.
Just keeping track.
Just keeping track. I'm sure nobody cares, but it's still attached. Doesn't hurt, so that's good. That's your week? That's my week.
Pretty simple weeks, I guess, from us.
Yeah, pretty much.
So let's get right into the adventure run. So what is the adventure run? Well, there's a running store called Roadrunner Sports, which is, it's a national store. They're mainly here on the West Coast. They have lots of stores in California, but Arizona, Washington, Colorado, I think I saw on the list. I don't know where else. Illinois, New Jersey, Ohio.
They have a couple on the East Coast too, I think.
Yeah. California is where their big stronghold is. So they're a running store, and I don't know when they started this, but they have what they call their Thursday Adventure Run, which once a month on Thursday for the stores that do it. Not all the stores do it.
Right.
So it's actually, I think it's like 10 stores maybe that do it.
Yeah, like the one closest to us actually doesn't.
Doesn't do it. Yeah. So we actually had to go across the Bay Area to San Carlos, their San Carlos store, which, quite a drive for us. It was like an hour on a Thursday. Obviously, duh.
Thursday adventure.
So what is the adventure run? It's a 1 hour run. Anybody can show up. You do register for it, but it's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
This particular run starts at 6:30, and what it is they put out a map, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Right at 6:30.
Yeah, or probably I think just a couple of minutes before.
Right. They kind of unveil this map, and on the map is, they mark specific locations, which are either businesses, like restaurants, or stores. One was like literally just a trainer standing on a corner.
Right.
But special locations all over. And the idea is during this 1 hour, you run to as many locations as you possibly can. And at each location, they will give you raffle tickets.
Yeah.
So the idea is you run around for an hour.
Try to go as many as you can. I guess they call them checkpoints.
Okay.
And then get your raffle tickets. And keep in mind that you still have to get back to the store by 7:30
to get your tickets in for the raffle. Yeah. So then right at 7:30, they start and they do this raffle where they give out a bunch of stuff. And they spend...
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Spend like an hour there. And then they actually do an after party, I guess, like at a local bar or restaurant or something like that.
Yeah.
So we hit a bunch of traffic trying to get there. So we literally got there like 6:35 maybe.
Yeah.
Because as we were pulling in, we could literally see the people just taking off in all kinds of directions on the street. So I think, how many people do you think there was? Like 70 people?
I don't know. I'm really not good
bad with numbers that.
Well, like that. I can't tell.
Yeah. I mean, it was
70 sounds good.
Yeah. Good group of people. They actually had ASICS was there kind of with a booth where they actually let you try on shoes and you can run in the shoes during the run.
Yeah.
So a chance to kind of sample some different shoes than maybe what you normally run in. I think they also had like some CEP compression sleeves that you can kind of try out and take with you on the run. Like I said, we kind of missed. I really wanted to try some ASICS, but we just got there too late to do that.
Yeah.
So, but we parked our car, ran over there where you have to register, I guess, or we just kind of checked in. They gave us a pen
And like a little paper where you can, I guess if we had the time, write down the different locations, because they you know, it's not like you don't get to see the map ahead of time. So it's kind of like you see it then and try to write down as much as you can, try to take a picture of the map or whatever. So they give you a little piece of paper, a pen, a little baggie with all that in there. And then if you're over 21 and That's you right. want, they also give you an armband telling you that you're over 21 and a free beer ticket. So you get to drink beer afterwards
after
if you want.
You're done. Yeah.
Yeah. They also email you the map, like right at, I think, like 6:30. Yeah.
So, yeah. So we registered, we checked in really quick, got our little pens and baggies, and then we ran over to the, I ran over to the map. You were like, where are you going? I'm like, the map.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't just take off, right? Well, because you just get caught up, and it's like, you know, yeah, people were taking off, and I'm like, I'm just going to follow that, you know, but it's like, oh, yeah, we should probably look at the map and get an idea of where we're going.
Yeah, it seemed hectic because we got there, and like, everybody was already started, so yeah. There was kind of people running in all directions.
Although then it let us see, like, oh, okay, there's a checkpoint right there, and like, oh, okay, Starbucks is like half a block over, and that's a checkpoint, so we'll go right there.
Right. So, yeah, I tried to take a picture of the map on my phone, which proved not really to be helpful later on at all. And other than that, I think we just said to hell with it and didn't really write down anything or I don't know. We kind of started with no plan whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I think in my head, I just said there was enough people running around that we could just chase people.
Right.
Which is kind of what we did. So we just, you know, I took the quick picture. You got the map via email.
Yeah.
And we took off. There was a golf store around the corner. I think Goldsmith. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really close.
Really close. So we saw a bunch of people coming from there. So we knew that was a checkpoint. So we ran over there. There was somebody at the door and they just had their roll of raffle tickets and they just kind of peel them off and give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing we should say is Roadrunner sells their official Thursday Adventure Run shirt, which is this dark blue, very distinct shirt. And if you buy the shirt, which is like $20-something, at each checkpoint, they give you double the raffle tickets.
Yeah.
So I'd say about half the people, maybe a little bit more than half, actually had the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can keep using the shirt for future for Thursday each. Runs.
Yeah.
So yeah, we hit the Goldsmith. Then we took off out of that parking lot, around the corner, ran into Starbucks.
Yeah.
They were handing out tickets at the register. It's kind of funny during this is like as you're running into like these businesses and stuff, certain people have like no idea what's going on.
Right.
So they're just like, why are all these people like running into the
and getting
the store
tickets.
And like, what are they getting and where are they going and what are they doing?
They're sprinting back out and
yeah. And kind of a lot of odd looks from people as we were just like running down the streets, kind of like, where are all these people going? Cause you kind of see people with like, it's even different from a race where everybody's running in the same direction.
Right.
We're all kind of running in.
We're like scattering.
Yeah. So Starbucks was our second stop and then we kind of, I think from there, we just kind of decided to head across. Well, you looked on your phone.
Right.
You said there was kind of like a clump
at the map. Mm-hmm.
of
checkpoints
that we could go to. So we kind of headed that way. It's like a busy business area there, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So a lot of stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately we were stuck at a stoplight and with a couple other people, a couple other late people like us kind of getting the late jump on things.
Yeah.
So we kind of took off a few blocks. Didn't really know exactly where we were going.
Right.
We just kind of followed other people. And hoped, because, you know, we're not from San Carlos. So we weren't familiar with the area enough to be like, okay, we know where
this
bar is or this pizza place is. And I was kind of hoping, well, maybe some of these people are local.
Right.
And they know where they're going. So let's follow them. So we kind of followed a bunch of people. Ended up in like a back alley at first behind some buildings.
Yeah. And I'm like, maybe we're not in the right place. And they have no idea where they're going. But is that where we went to the burger place?
Yeah, it's like a burger place. So they kind of knew where they were going. They just kind of cut through some back parking lots to get there. So we ducked in there. And same thing. You go up to the register and there's somebody there handing out raffle tickets. We left there. Same thing. Didn't know where to go. We just followed the crowd.
Yeah.
Kind of headed towards. They had some kind of event.
Yeah, some sort of like.
I don't know if that's even. That might be downtown San Carlos there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The
but it was
main
almost
street there.
Kind of like a small, like a street festival type thing, which I don't really know exactly what they had there because I wasn't even looking, but I just know it was like tons of booths and a lot of people walking around. And I don't know. Did you pay attention to what?
I paid no attention.
Yeah.
It just made it harder to follow the other runners
because
there was tons of people just walking around.
Yeah.
But we did. We kind of followed the people in front of us, went to a. I don't even know what was an ice cream place.
Yeah, I think it was an ice cream parlor.
Yeah, so next was an ice cream parlor, and then we kept going.
And then the people ahead of us actually missed a place, And I'm like, wait, oh, because at the checkpoints, they actually have like a sign outside that says like, it, you know, there's the Adventure Run checkpoint or something like mm-hmm. that. So I saw the sign. I'm like, wait, is that a place? And I don't even know what kind of store it was. I think
it was like a
remember.
Wine store.
Oh, okay. But it looked closed.
Yeah, it looked closed because like you can't see anybody inside and there was nothing. Door was like closed.
Yeah.
So.
And nobody else ahead of us had gone in there.
Right.
But we went in.
Yeah, I was like, am I in the right place? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, got our raffle tickets, came back out.
Yeah, so then we kind of finished that main street right there, ducked around the corner, ran a couple more blocks. Then it was a bar
yeah.
that we ran into. That's where people, I think, were the most confused at what right. the heck we were they're doing, because like, we were running anybody? Into a bar. And people were kind of looking at us like, you know, what are they doing? Where are they going? You know, you can kind of hear the mumblings and the looks of the people. Which there was kind of weird because you didn't know exactly who to get the tickets from.
Right.
It was just like a random bartender that was like, here you go.
Yeah. And she was like doing it like in between, you know, like.
Yeah, she was like pouring a beer, handed you like.
Right, the ticket.
Yeah. But that was funny. So we jumped out of there, continued on down the street.
Mm-hmm.
We passed a group of people that were doing the run, but they were all just standing around talking.
Yeah.
So maybe they didn't want to run that much.
Yeah, maybe.
So we took off down the street, and then it was kind of, we kind of knocked out everything in that little section of town. So we decided to run quite a ways to the other side to get another little cluster that was that way.
And that was, ended up being a little bit further than we thought.
Yeah, I kind of, coming into this, I thought we'd do like 3 miles.
That's what I thought. I figure, you know, you got an hour or mm-hmm. less, a little less, because by the time we got there. And you're stopping at stoplights and you're having to run in and out of businesses. I'm like, yeah, probably we'll cover maybe like 3.5 miles, but ended up being about 5.
Yeah, we topped out at 5. And I must be the epitome of going out too fast because you were laughing because I was like into it.
You
I was just
gone.
Like, I was jamming. Like, we'd grab tickets and I'm like, all right, let's go. And I was just kind of like sprinting
yeah.
to the next location because in my head I was like, well, I'll take a break. When we have to stop somewhere or go into a restaurant and business, you know, you kind of walk in. You don't go literally running into the store.
Yeah.
Or then we did hit a lot of stoplights,
mm-hmm.
like, during the whole thing. So it was kind of like, oh, we can make that light sprint. And then we make the light. And then, you know, maybe you get your rest at the next stoplight. So
you were literally sprinting, though, at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think I even said, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, you're just like, I couldn't even keep up.
Yeah. I
was, like, struggling to.
You're the faster runner between us. But I think most of the time I was in front of you because I was just like, let's go.
Yeah.
So we headed out looking for another cluster, which ended up being pretty far.
Yeah.
That's when I started to tire out. too much sprinting early on was
that's,
starting to
catch
up to me.
That's when you started taking some walk breaks.
Yeah. And in my head, I'm like trying to do the math kind of in the background of like, okay, wait, how far are we from the store? We got to be back
right.
by 7:30.
Because you have to constantly kind of try to keep track of like, okay, it's, you know, it's 6:50. All right, it's 7:02. And, you know, and it's hard not knowing the area, like how far we actually are from right. the store. And then I don't know if it was just because it was such a busy area. It was, I kept having difficulty like pulling up the map on my phone at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I pull it up, I was able to pull it up once in a while. And then it was like, okay, we have to go in that general direction. But then I don't know exactly how far that is from the Roadrunner store that we have to get back to. So yeah, it was a lot of like having to keep track to make sure we don't go too far and get back after 7:30 and miss the raffle completely.
Yeah, no, I'll give you credit. You did a good job of kind of figuring out where we were going. I was kind of the lost idiot, just like, let's go. And I don't know where we're going, but let's run there.
I'm just running fast.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, there's people with a blue shirt. Let's take
go.
Off after there. Or you'd see somebody like coming towards you and you'd be like, okay, this is the right way.
Right. They must have just come from a checkpoint.
So we kept going down the street. We ended up popping into Mount Mike's,
mm-hmm.
I think was next.
We didn't go in.
They just had an employee.
Oh, okay. I'm
yeah,
like,
they had
I don't
an employee
remember.
Like
okay,
outside.
That's why I don't remember what it looked like.
Like sitting on a bench with his roll of tickets, just mm-hmm. handing it out. There was quite a few of us kind of zipping by him.
Yeah.
Continued on.
Now, you know, the other thing, when we were on that main road, it was getting windy. It was getting pretty windy.
Right.
So, I mean, in general, the weather's been kind of warm and it just, like, the last couple of days have been getting cooler and lots of wind. And I don't think I was quite prepared for how windy it was mm-hmm. and then how cold it ended up being. But so that was kind of tough running through the wind too. I almost lost my hat like a couple times. Yeah.
Cause you said you shouldn't have even brought your hat.
Yeah. I was just expecting, you know, like kind of for it to be kind of
much more casual.
No, like hot.
Yeah. Not sprinting and not as windy as it
right.
was going to be. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think after Mount Mike's, we kept going cause we thought there'd be some sort of, we weren't sure what it was, but we thought it was like a fitness center or
yeah, it was like
something,
the name of
a
person,
I can't
like
remember.
Fitness.
Yeah.
So I even tried to pull up on my phone, like searching on Google Maps on my phone, and like it couldn't find anything. And I'm like, okay, this is weird, right? Right. And we just kept running. And then we realized when we got to this random corner that it was like a personal trainer who I guess probably doesn't have like you know, it's probably the type of trainer that goes to your house.
Right. So it doesn't have like a physical location.
Yeah, she didn't have a physical location. So it was just her at the corner.
Yeah,
was another the location person. We were going to.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, because I'm like, I can't find this on my map anywhere. Yeah. You know? And I was like, oh, should we really keep going? Because maybe we're not going to find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was at the corner. And I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense.
Right.
Like I said, time is ticking by. It's like got to be like 7:05, 7:10.
Right.
And we're about the furthest we've been from the store.
Yeah.
So you kind of figured out what was the best way to get back.
Yeah.
And well, I kind of wanted to like get a couple more.
Right. Because there was like one more. There was like a Whole Foods, I think, which was the furthest checkpoint, I think, from the store.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a couple of blocks still from where that the fitness trainer was, the mm-hmm. instructor was. And at that point, I think you were kind of tiring out.
I was tired.
I was worried like, no, we weren't going to get back in time. So we're like, okay, let's skip that one. It's the furthest one. That's fine. We actually can still probably get one or two more on the way back to the store if we cut through some other streets.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up doing that.
And we were kind of by ourselves for a while there.
Yeah.
Like now there's nobody around and no. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You know, this right. is, we're not going to have time to get back because nobody else is out here and stuff.
Yeah. And then I started guessing myself, well, maybe I had the wrong streets and the store is actually like over there. I mean, in general, I think we both do pretty good with like maps and navigation, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. But then, you know, you start second guessing yourself. We don't see people. It's like, oh man, did I just take a wrong turn? But we headed the right way.
Yeah. So we kept going, kind of made a left on, see, we would give you street names, but one, you don't care. And two, I don't even remember them right. anyway.
Yeah. A big street.
Yeah. Main street. We hooked a left. There was actually a checkpoint there. It wasn't a business. It was a truck from,
Fuse,
yeah. the drink.
The drink.
Mm-hmm. So they had their van there and stuff, and she was just kind of handing it out there. And then we kept going a couple blocks, and it was another random guy at a corner, which I think was their secret location that they had posted on their Facebook page.
Yeah, it's a secret checkpoint that you'll only know about if you follow them on Facebook, which I did just out of, you know, curiosity to see if they put any updates before the run, since we hadn't done one before. So
yeah, we knew where it was. Well, yeah. We knew about it, but yeah. weren't actually trying to find it.
Right.
It just happened to be on our way back to yeah. the store. So I was like,
so that worked out really all right, well.
Cool. And he just kind of handed out the tickets, and I don't think I really stopped running.
You didn't.
I just grabbed the ticket and kept going.
It was like a water stop for yeah. you. You just like grabbed the tickets and kept going. It was pretty funny.
I was like, thanks. So yeah, so that was going to be the last one we would get tickets at.
Yeah.
Still kind of lonely. It was now like, what are we talking, like 7:20?
Yeah.
7:23. I don't know, somewhere in there maybe. Yeah,
and we probably had like, I think like at that point I could pull up like Google Maps on my phone, so I was able to see how far we were from the store, and I think we were probably what, like a little over half a mile.
Yeah.
From the store.
And I'm tired, so I actually, because, you know, we hadn't done this before, so I don't know what the rules were when you like got back. I don't know if like 7:30 was like a hard and fast time
yeah.
or anything like that. So I actually told you, I was like, go ahead and just take off. Because I'm like, I'd rather one of us get our raffle tickets in than you kind of waiting for me and neither of us getting them in.
Mm-hmm.
So you, I just let you take off,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't think I was that far behind you anyways.
No. And then, well, I ended up looking and I was like, oh, there's a Starbucks right there. We're like really close. We have like another 5 minutes. So I was like, oh, there's, you know, I'll just wait.
Yeah. So I wasn't that far behind you though.
No, you weren't.
But yeah, you waited. So I just caught up to you and we kind of made the right turn into the parking lot at the Roadrunners store. And I think we got back at what time? Like 7:26?
No, I think it was like 7:28.
7:28?
Yeah.
So nick of time.
Yeah.
There were still a few people coming in same time as us. A lot of people who are already back.
Yeah.
And you kind of get back and you have to like tear your tickets and then put them in a box for the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of everybody's just kind of scurrying about trying to get their right. raffle tickets in and stuff.
So not an easy thing to do when you're in a rush and when it's windy.
It was super windy, so windy when we got
everybody's
back to the
just
store.
Trying to like hold on to their tickets.
Yeah. Otherwise your tickets would have just flown everywhere.
Right. And I think a couple of them did for other people.
So we got them into the boxes. Pretty much, I don't know what time. They started pretty close to 7:30. They mm-hmm. started raffling off
yeah.
their prizes, which I got to say, you know, kind of going into this, I kind of expected like, I don't know. Here's your $5 Starbucks card or, you know, your $10 yeah. whatever.
A couple of goos.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
But the prizes ended up being really good.
Yeah, and they were really good.
A ton of prizes. So yes. I think the favorite of everybody there was like free ASICS shoes.
Yep.
But they had free ASICS shoes. There was, of course, a lot of gift certificates to the restaurants and businesses that we had visited. Mm-hmm. So like Mount Mike's was like free buffet, and they had like Starbucks, the tumbler cups and gift cards.
Mm-hmm. They had like free training sessions with that one person.
Yeah, the trainer had training sessions.
Which I think is a pretty good way to get your name out there. Like if you're like running community, you know, active people.
There was like free food at the burger place, free ice cream.
And they would kind of like bundle a lot of things together. So it wouldn't just be like free buffet to the pizza place. It'd be like free buffet plus free scoop to the other place plus like, you know, something else. So it was kind of nice that you got
they had
a mixture.
Prize pack that was like $100. Don't remember what was in that. They had like kind of a huge prize that was $500 worth of stuff, which was basically like everything that they raffled at all.
Yeah.
Like it was like one of everything type of deal. But I think that one you had to put your name down and do it like in store.
Yeah.
It was kind of separate than the tickets that we did.
But, yeah, I think you had to buy something inside.
Yeah, but they gave out tons of ASICS shoes.
Yeah.
Like six, seven shoes. Like lots and lots of prizes they were giving out. In like, between stuff, they'd kind of take a break and they would just throw out free samples of stuff. So they were throwing out Honey Stingers, the waffles.
Mm-hmm. Which I love.
They were throwing out Roadrunner shirts.
Yeah.
Which they also raffled off like gift certificates for Roadrunner Sports for like clothing and stuff, like $50 gift certificates. They had music. They had the beer there where you can go get your free beer after.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had mentioned, you get your, was it a wristband?
Yeah.
For the beer. So they were giving out tons of stuff. Everybody was kind of having a lot of fun. And the only downside was the weather just kind of wasn't there for it. It was being super windy. Everybody was just kind of cold.
Yeah. They also had, Fuse also had, we're giving out free drinks. They had like the big, you know, the buckets. I don't know what you call them. Just the big buckets.
Yeah, with ice. Yeah,
with ice to, so you can just grab the drinks and everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, the giveaways like totally, totally were impressive for a free event that people showed up for.
Yeah.
They actually do the, afterwards they have an after party. This one was going to be at Mountain Mike's, which, they said they were giving away another $850 worth of stuff,
right?
Which would actually be more than what they gave out
at the
right after the run.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to that because it was already, you know, we still had to basically drive an hour back home.
Mm-hmm.
So we skipped that, but a lot of people went. We actually jumped in the store real quick to just kind of take a look around because we don't go to Roadrunner Sports that much, which is a nice big store.
Yeah.
Had a lot of stuff, but yeah, totally awesome event. A great way to get for me. I felt like, I'm like, oh, okay, this is a great way to get my interval kind of training in.
Yeah.
My speed work.
Right.
Just kind of sprinting from one store to the other. But it was a lot of fun. Crazy hectic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I totally recommend it to anybody that is near a Roadrunner sports store.
Yeah.
And I think like each store probably that does it like once a month. So like this one is like fourth Thursday of every month. I think they do it in San Carlos, like at least during the summer.
Right.
I think they stop.
They start in March and end in October, at least for this year. I don't know how long they've been doing it, but
yeah, I know for the March one, because it's still like dark so early, you actually have to wear like reflective stuff.
Yeah. You have to take like a vest.
That was in the notes. So,
one thing that was kind of interesting. And I don't know if people do this normally or if it was just cause it was so windy. But people were taking the raffle tickets and like taping them on like those manila
folders,
filing folders. And it was kind of an easy way to make sure that they don't fly away. And then the other thing is an easy way to kind of check your numbers. Cause otherwise you have a kind of like a stack of tickets in your hand and you're trying to kind of sort through them. But the good thing is that they're different colors, you know, at different locations. So, you know, when they picked out a raffle ticket, they'd say like, you know, pink ticket and then the number. That way you're not going through all your tickets, just the pink ones that you have.
Yeah, and when you go to all these locations to get your raffle tickets, like some places are like you get one raffle ticket, some place you get four.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a different number for each spot. Don't ask me.
I think part of it's based on location. Like if you can get to the furthest one, you get like, you know, three or four tickets versus the closest one, maybe like two or one or something like that.
Okay. So yeah, I mean,
we unfortunately did not win anything.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say. Yeah. We got nothing.
Right. Well, we got a couple of freebies though, like the Honey Stinger waffles, you know, little stuff like that, but our numbers were not picked.
I was super bummed. I wanted some ASICS shoes. That's kind of, you know, I was bummed because really I wanted to try the ASICS when we got there because I wanted to run in some just to kind of try them out. And then like, oh, they're giving them away. I'm like, that would be totally awesome to win a free pair of shoes, but didn't work out. I think it helps if you have that their official shirt and you're getting double tickets
because
you're going to get twice as many chances.
Now, if we do it, I know we haven't really talked about it, but if we do it again, you think you'll get the shirt or nah?
That's a great question.
It is a technical
team. Yeah, it's a good looking shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would definitely get it if the store was closer to where we lived.
Yeah.
And it wasn't kind of such an effort to get there. Mm-hmm. Like if this was, you know, like we said, there's a Roadrunner that's actually closer to us than this. If they did it, I would definitely buy the shirt and just go once a month to the event.
Right.
Regardless, I do want to go back and do it again sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to buy the shirt or not.
Yeah.
I mean, my question is the shirt good at like other stores?
Oh, like if you go to another
Thursday
Adventure Run somewhere else?
Yeah, say the closest one to us, which is Concord, say they start doing this. Mm-hmm. Is my San Carlos shirt good there?
Hopefully.
I'll have to ask that question.
Yeah.
Because then I think it's more worth it.
Right.
And is it like the same shirt every year or?
Or you have to buy a new shirt.
A new shirt
next
like
year.
Every season type of thing. Because I could see them doing it that way.
Every season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But regardless, cool event.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
It was like, it was chaotic, like you said, and it was crazy and like we'd never been to one, but. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun during, you know.
And it was free.
I said it was actually kind of the easiest 5 miles run that I ever did because I didn't really notice doing 5 miles in a way because you're just kind of laughing and you're kind of saying hi to people and joking and getting lost, trying to figure out where you're going and that kind of stuff and get back in time. And you kind of don't realize how fast you're running or how far you're going. So, a lot of fun. So props to them on a cool, very cool event.
Yeah.
So, maybe next month. We had a friend that was supposed to join us but couldn't make it, so
maybe next month.
Maybe I'll go with him next month.
Yeah.
That'll be my excuse. You know, I gotta go keep him company while he does
and show
it,
him that it's a good event.
Yeah.
And you can try out your ASICs and maybe hit out there earlier next time.
Yeah, that was the only bad part. We just didn't get there soon enough. So it kind of made it even more hectic.
Right.
Like right from the jump because we were like, where do we go? What do we do? I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do this?
Yeah, most people out there were just kind of seemed like they were out there for the fun. I did see one or two people that looked like very serious about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to like really get my mileage in and get as many tickets as I possibly can. So that's the Adventure Run. I'll put a link on the website if anybody's interested. If you happen to have a Roadrunner Sports near you, you can check if they do it or not. What do we got next? Quick mention of treadmills.
Yeah.
We got an email from Jeff talking about treadmill running.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the biggest point is the boredom of running on the treadmill. He says he has a hard time getting past 30 minutes. And he directed the question to you for obvious sake because I have no advice when it comes to that because...
You're in the same boat.
Yeah. If you can make it 30 minutes, I can maybe make it 15 because I get really bored running on a treadmill.
On a treadmill.
No. It's for me, it's boring. So do you have any thoughts on fighting the boredom running on a treadmill?
I mean, I think treadmill running definitely is like, it's a mental thing. It's so a mental thing. So, now I've been, you know, I started off with treadmill running. So I think that helps the fact that that's, you know, I've been doing it for a while, you know, compared to like, you know, trail running and that sort of thing. So I think just the fact that I've been doing it for several years, like my body's, or I guess I should say my mind has kind of gotten used to like focusing on other stuff and not thinking about like, I'm here on a treadmill, on a belt that just keeps, you know, going, I'm not going anywhere, you know, it's just, you know, that sort of thing. But a couple of different things. I haven't done this in a while, but you know, sometimes I'll watch TV, you know, at the gym. So depending on what's on, if there's like a good, the best thing is if there's like a good old movie, like especially a long one, if I'm doing a long run, like something like U571 or like The Patriot, you know,
Brave
something.
Heart.
Yeah. No, not Braveheart.
too long.
Yeah. But you know, something long so you can kind of like be engaged. So, but I haven't really watched too much TV lately. So I people watch and do that quite a bit. Just kind of look around. Just be careful though, you know, that you don't like
now, that's
fall off.
You're
and
doing
that sort
it
of thing.
At the gym. If you're running on a treadmill at
right.
home. Right. I think that's
you
where
can't
it even
people
gets
watch.
More
I think that's
boring.
Way, I think that's way more difficult is treadmill at home. Because then you have other distractions if you're at home, like, oh, I got to go, like, do this. Or, oh, I forgot to do that. Let me go do that. Or, oh, I'm, I don't know, also doing laundry at the same time. You know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be really difficult to do it at home. So I'm focusing more, I guess, on treadmill running at the gym.
Gym.
Yeah. The main things I really do is listen to music, listen to podcasts, and listen to audiobooks. Audiobooks, that's been kind of the main thing is the audiobooks that I've been doing lately. And it really helps because... You know, it's kind of tough. I usually will start off a book not while running because, you know, it takes a little while to kind of get into a book. And so I don't want to have to like struggle with that when I'm, you know, running. But then once I kind of get into the meat of it, then it's perfect because you're just kind of wanting to know what's next. And so it kind of keeps me engaged with the book while I'm running versus okay, I have like 10 more miles. Oh, I have 9 more miles. So I've been doing audiobooks a lot. So, and I'll usually mix it up. Like when I did my long run this week, I started off with an audiobook and then it got to a point where I was like, eh, all right, I'm kind of done with that. You know, listen to part of a podcast and then finish it off with music. So that's what really helps me. But I mean, you know, if I told you to go do that, you'd probably still be bored.
I would.
So it's definitely a mental thing. It's definitely a mental thing. And sometimes I'll just kind of get lost, like just, I don't even know what I'm thinking about. It's just my mind just kind of wanders and then you kind of come back to it like, oh yeah, okay, you know, I've been running for a couple of miles and I don't know what I was thinking about. So, but I think that that's not specific to treadmill anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just running. So I don't know if any of that was helpful, but I mean, I think the biggest thing is just kind of finding a distraction so you don't focus on the fact that you're on a treadmill.
Focus on the never ending.
Yes.
Never ending moving of that belt. And
right.
Yeah, a lot of people cover up the display on the treadmill.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit.
You know, it's like that thing you're not like staring at the clock
mm-hmm.
and it never moves. So,
right.
Yeah, if it helps you cover up your distance there and your speed. But yeah, he also actually mentioned that feels like you're running so fast on a treadmill versus like the same speed outside.
Uh-huh.
Feels like you're kind of flying. So,
have you noticed or have you felt that same thing the couple times it?
When I run on a treadmill, I don't necessarily try to keep the same pace uh-huh. that I do outside because I just run slower on a treadmill.
Yeah.
For maybe the reasons of I don't like it. It seems harder to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just naturally run slower when I have done it.
Yeah.
So I don't really get that feeling because I'm probably not going that fast anyways. Yeah.
You're not trying to keep the same pace that you would on just a regular run.
Right. So that's a couple thoughts back on the treadmill.
Yeah. If anybody has any other suggestions on how they get through treadmill runs. And defeat boredom.
How about send them in. If it's your own treadmill at home, you know, push it out the garage and just put it outside. Then you can watch like traffic go by. No,
right.
That's actually.
Then you're looking at something.
Yeah, and of course everybody that drives by is be like, "What in the world is this guy doing in his driveway on a treadmill?"
On a treadmill.
Yeah, that would actually be really funny. If we owned a treadmill, I might try that.
I was gonna say, how are you gonna try that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go rent a treadmill
just for that.
So yeah, next week we're doing Rock and Roll San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So next week's show, I'm sure we'll spend most of that kind of talking about how that goes. I don't think we're not trying to PR or anything like that. It's mm-hmm. just kind of going for the fun of it.
Having a good time.
I think we'll be at SeaWorld, the day before maybe or something like that. They give you free tickets, for SeaWorld when you registered for the event, but that's a very big rock and roll event. A lot of people, upwards of 20,000, I think, I don't know. I think Rock and Roll is, or Competitor Group is based out of San Diego. So that's kind of their hometown,
mm-hmm.
their hometown race. So it should be a lot of fun. There's one section you actually run on some type of freeway or on-ramp or something.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Kind of odd. Not looking forward to that, but overall, hopefully the weather will be perfect. Hopefully it'll be a cool looking medal and a cool looking shirt. I don't know. Got to look at everything. You know?
You and the medal.
Yeah.
I really like their shirts that we've gotten so far. With their races. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to another
Actually,
one
the medals,
shirts.
Too. The medals and the shirts have been really good.
Yeah,
yeah. Consistently good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
kind of looking forward to the expo, too.
Yes, because it should be a very large expo.
Right.
So, like I said, we don't need goo because we bought a ton of it at REI.
Yeah.
You actually bought more.
I did. I went back and bought more. I just happened to be by one. So I was like, oh, let me just go in there. Actually, the same one that we went to that you cleared out all their chocolate.
Oh, they had more?
They had more.
Oh, okay.
So I guess they just had it in the back.
Yeah, I could have asked probably for another box.
Yeah.
But then I would have felt really crazy.
Like, right. I was driving by and I was like, oh, let me just check. And I just grabbed a little bit more. So we're really well stocked on goo right now.
if you see us out on the run and you need some goo, just ask. We have extra on us. So, I don't know. Anything else on the adventure run?
No, just do it if you can. It was a lot of fun. And I think I definitely want to try another one sometime this year if we can. But definitely try to get out there earlier.
Okay. So website for the show, as always, is embracerunning.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/embracerunning. Email comments or questions, feedback, whatever you got, to feedback@embracerunning.com. You can give us a review on iTunes. Always appreciate it. And you got anything else?
That's it.
So, that's it. Until next time, keep running.